back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
We're talking feet. We're talking socks. This is not a subject I'm comfortable with. I'm going to tell you right now.
Because of the feet thing.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Okay, so this is the premise of the story. It was a video that was on TikTok, okay? And it was one of those Vox Pop people going out asking people in the streets questions. And this person was asking the question, how often do you change your socks? Now, the first person said, oh, geez, I'm not quite sure. Twice a week?
No.
Twice a week. And then another one said around twice a week. And then another one said twice a day. Now, me, I'm a one pair a day guy. But if it's summertime and the first thing that sweats on my body, I know it's weird, but it's my feet.
Yeah.
My feet sweat first.
I don't think it's weird at all.
Yeah.
I'm the total opposite, but I've heard this many a time.
In that case, I'll be a two a day guy.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you?
Oh, one a day minlin us.
Okay.
The minimum is that. Sometimes I'll get home like and I'll put on those home socks. You know, those really warm thermals.
Yeah,
remember those socks we bought once when we went to see Liverpool, Manchester?
I do, of course.
Those socks.
Yeah.
I like wearing them at home in the winter months.
But that's not because, you know, of cleanliness or hygiene laziness or whatever.
No, but definitely one pair a day.
One pair a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm very curious about other people, honestly. We need to have some answers.
This cannot be a thing with our listeners. Listeners, please. Please tell me you don't wear a pair of socks for longer than a day or two or three.
No,
please.
Not even two.
I mean,
what's wrong with you?
But I'd like to know. 798-887-887. Oz and I are definitely a one pair. There's nothing better than putting on a fresh, crisp, clean pair of socks.
It's the best, isn't it? It's the best. One of the idiots on the actual video said that he also sleeps through the night with them.
It depends how cold it is. If it gets cold, I've been known to sleep in socks.
But that's more like wearing a pair. Then you're only wearing a pair, changing your socks twice every 2 weeks in reality. because you're doing day, night.
That's ridiculous.
True. That is unhygienic
true.
And all I can say is toe cheese.
Yes, yes.
That's all
Parmigiano, huh? Because, I mean, anything longer than a day and you're risking some Parmigiano growth.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Rachel sent us a message on...
Is this about the socks?
Yes.
And what's her do?
First of all, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Said, absolutely. I'm with you, Rach. I'm with you.
She said she's a twice a day socks changer.
Yeah.
Good hygiene. Sometimes three, you know, if she's feeling exceptionally cold.
Three, then you're killing the planet with too many chemicles.
Too many.
If you're washing that
too many detergents.
Times,
too many detergent. Yeah.
Two's enough, all right? Rach, take it easy.
Extra pair of socks is not going to harm the planet.
Right. I can imagine Rach right now, she's probably... Her neck is twitching
because
I said she can't do three anymore.
Let us know on WhatsApp, 798-887-887. Please do not send any pictures via WhatsApp of your crusty socks. We don't want to see those.
No. It's never, ever, ever a good idea.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Margarine, butter. I know the same thing. First of all, no.
I know you're on. You stand with me. You're on the butter side.
Team butter. Yeah, of course.
All natural.
All natural. That's the thing. Margarine, full of stuff.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
Right? Basically,
So, there was this video that you had flagged. So, why don't you tell us about it?
So, I'm scrolling as you do. I was actually doing some research for a particular product.
Okay.
And I'm looking through all these posts. I was on TikTok, I was on Instagram. I was like, and I came across this and I just started howling because let me just set this up. Two women in a car, they've just had or just ordered some takeout. I think they were eating some waffles.
And they were very, let's just say, wholesome Southern American folk.
Yes. Not too shy on their calorie counting either.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. But they were incensed. They were incensed and offended nearly that the store gave them or the outlet gave them margarine instead of butter.
Yeah.
Now, while these two women are complaining, one of them is just piling this food down her throat and washing it down with some kind of soda, a giant American soda.
She's a big woman too.
She's a big woman too, and
we think she's a woman.
No. Yes.
She's
very
robust.
Let's say they could be whatever they want.
Yes.
But for the sake of comedy, listen to their reaction to the margarine.
The reason I don't come here is because they don't have butter. They have margarine, and I hate margarine. This is an abomination. It should have never been invented, and it needs to be done away with. You want to do something, get rid of this trash. I mean, look at it.
Start with margarine.
That don't even look good. I'd rather run my finger on the inside of the toilet than put that on toast before I'd put this in my mouth. Make America healthy again. How about make America butter again?
Yeah, that's the line.
Oh, my.
You heard
goodness.
That, Trump? Make America
butter
again.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
When did you first feel like you became an adult? When was the first time you felt, oh, this is what adult like is life is like? Yeah.
I mean, obviously moving out, moving into a flat with a flatmate.
You had mentioned something specifically in our production meeting, Jay.
Oh, yes. It was, I remember going to Acapulco, Mexico, with some friends.
How old were you?
I was 16.
This is what I can't wrap my...
What?
Yeah. Your parents let you go to a different country
with
your mates.
With my mates.
And specifically Acapulco.
Mexico.
When you were 16.
When we were 16. Because we were, my dad was like planning the move back, you know?
Okay.
He wanted to retire young and come. I was like, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
I need to experience life a little more.
I think for me,
you need to let me go, Dad.
I think I sort of grew up a bit early because, you know, my mom was always working and I had to take care of my brother. So I think that was kind of what, when I started feeling
that's
like an
adult.
That's
definitely adulting.
That's adulting. Definitely adulting. So I think that was it. I still can't believe your parents. What?
Yeah. They actually signed consent forms because we were 16.
I know you took a cherry with you. Was it lost on
my
holiday?
What? My what?
You took a cherry with you.
I don't know what that means. I took no fruit. That's illegal. You can't take fruit.
You weren't going to voters. Australia, man. All right? You were going to Mexico. They need cherries.
Excuse me. Your fruit and fauna is illegal in this country. No.
There's some other examples as well. The first time you paid VRT.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh, man.
Or the first time you had to pay a TV license. Remember those things?
Oh, man. Those were crazy, weren't they?
I don't understand. I think they still pay them in the UK.
Yeah, I think it could be when people move to university or college when they go abroad. I think makes you grow.
When you have a child.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the big one.
That's the big one.
That changes everything. In fact, I recommend you don't do it.
Financially, we recommend you don't do it.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
A new company who is offering an incentive because these days, let's be honest, it's an employee's market.
Yes.
Okay? There's a lot of demand, not enough supply. So companies are struggling to get people on board. It's a big thing.
And they go out of their way to offer them these little, would you call them in the world?
Incentives. Yeah.
Incentives, yes.
Or
exactly.
Benefits, you know, it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is about a Japanese tech company
Perks,
exactly. That's the American way.
American. Yeah, we got fresh apples every day. Grab as many as you like.
So this is a Japanese tech company called TrustRingCo.Limited. They're offering free alcoholic drinks at work and hangover leave to attract young talent. True story. Employees can take extra hours in the morning to recover from drinking without penalty. The company introduced these perks.
There you go.
Due to budget constraints preventing salary increases.
Yeah.
So they weren't able to attract them with big salary offers.
And they couldn't match the competitors who are offering buffet breakfasts to employees.
Exactly. So they came up with this unique idea.
Hangover leave.
The CEO believes unique benefits can help small businesses compete with larger corporations. Employees appreciate the system, claiming it improves efficiency.
Yeah. This would go down well in the UK. Hangover leave.
Oh. No work would get done.
Nobody would go to work.
They'd be on hangover leave every day.
What kind of company or what kind of incentive similar to this could a Maltese company sort of like lure in staff with?
That's a good question. Traveling to Gozo leave.
Traveling to Gozo leave.
That's a good
leave.
One, right? You get an extra day leave to travel to Gozo without coming out of your thingy.
How about Festa leave?
Festa leave. That's a good...
That doesn't come out of your annual leave.
It's such a big community thing here. That should be a part of the law.
A lot of people like take a week for the, as they say, Shalata, the week after the Festa, you know?
And I think if you really want to be progressive... And I think Malta is heading in that direction. They should include, I really just don't feel like working leave.
Yeah.
Very important. Any company who's going to offer that, I'm in. You don't even have to pay me.
No,
just like at 100 euro a week or something.
Just pay his NI. Just pay his NI and he's good to go. How about if you want to be progressive? You mentioned progressive. How about gluten leave?
Gluten leave.
When your tummy is a little painful, I need to take some gluten time off, folks.
When you decided to have that sandwich last night,
when you shouldn't have, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oops, boss, I had a sausage roll this morning. Gluten leave.
In my case, in that case, I could have zucchini leave.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Let me ask you a question. Going back to when you got married, give me one or two of the main things, the main things you didn't like or that stuck with you that was such a big hassle during your wedding.
During or a hassle like in the run-up to the wedding?
Could be either during or in the run-up. Doesn't really matter.
I don't really remember much of the hassle. I do remember not getting the car or the cars I really wanted.
Well, the Lamborghinis were too expensive, Jay.
No, they I wanted some like classic American, big, big ass Cadillacs, convertible Cadillac. But we got the fancy, you know, the old, the usual ones. But other than that, the weather was a real, because we got married in late October.
Yeah, like me, I got in December.
Were in December,
and it rained.
It rained.
And some people didn't come because it was in Gozo.
Really?
Yeah.
The ferries were a thing. I remember crossing to your wedding.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the weather cleared up on the day, on the morning of our wedding, and it was great. It was but there was a lot of pressure and a lot of anxiety
Understood.
In the lead up.
Understood. Me, it was all about the playlist, right? Because I had been to a lot of Gozerton weddings prior to myself getting married.
Yes.
And I always said, there's no way I'm playing that at my wedding. There's no way. No way. Okay? So I've got a do not playlist that you should never have.
All right.
If you have any common sense on your wedding playlist. You ready for this?
Yes, I'd love to hear
this.
You
actually have some sounds, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Should we just hit the sounds?
Yeah. Is this number one on your playlist?
Go with number one,
on your do not playlist.
Yeah. Listen to this rubbish.
Oh, yes. This is a classic.
You can't. Come on.
Very long time ago.
I'd understand if I was in, you know, Texas, but
I mean, if it's a carnival,
Gozo,
if it's a carnival wedding,
they do say that Gozo is the Texas of Malta, don't they?
Yeah, baby, come on. Okay, what's next on your list?
This is one. This is the one that really got me in Gozo. Okay, play it, Jay. Go on.
By the rivers of Babylon.
Every time they played this at a Gozerton wedding, I was like, what?
You can't have a wedding in Gozo without some Boney M, my friend. Come on.
Hit the next one. Go on.
All right, the next one is...
this annoys me, this song. I know people love it, but it annoys me.
This is a trigger warning for all musicians.
Yeah.
Every musician who plays or has ever played at a wedding...
Johnny.
I apologize now. Good heart! Hey, yo!
You know, humanity ruined a good song.
It did it, yes.
Humanity ruined a good song with that one.
Maybe Maltese Weddings ruined a good song.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a great song.
Play the next one.
This one's
tough. See if you can do the dance.
My 8-year-old can do the dance to this.
Yeah. Go on then. Listen to this rubbish.
God. Right now, there's someone in their car that's jamming. You know it. Come on.
You'd see me, if they played this at my wedding, you'd see me heading straight for the bar. No doubt.
I only saw you at the bar at your wedding.
Yeah.
Hey, Macarena.
That's a lie because my wife stayed dragging me around everywhere. I hardly drank.
That's true. My job was to bring you pints
drinks.
Of your favorite drink.
Absolutely, yes. And this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not good with cheese.
Yeah.
Cheesy songs. I'm
not
good with it.
Unless it's a wheel of cheese at your wedding that you can eat, right? Then you're fine with cheese.
It'll be a bit problem later on in the bathroom, but yeah.
You forgot one vital Gozo wedding must.
Go on, then.
Life is life.
I heard this at every wedding. You're right.
Oh, jeez.
Is there any more?
There's one more.
Okay.
But I think it's the cheesiest of all the cheese.
Okay, what is it?
Cheesier than Mambo Number 5 or even...
Is that possible?
Or even the... Yeah, I think
Go
so.
Go on then. Funky. Oh, God, no.
I thought he said something else there for a second.
Yeah, you can... Please, Jay, migraine. Cut it.
It's the cha-cha slide.
We need to move on. Cut it. Get me out of here.
If you want Oz and Jay at your wedding, do never play any of the songs we just played.
Act like they never left. Oz and Jay. Vibe.